For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. A member of Lansing's Southside Community Center board is running for Lansing City Council at large. Evelyn Petch-Vazquez says she's been active in the community for 13 years and has worked as a guest teacher in Lansing schools. Our talks with council candidates continue with Evelyn Petch-Vazquez, who tells me about how she would address education issues on the council.
Well, I would love to support our Lansing schools. I'd love to support the Board of Education and keep families in the schools. I have a lot of ideas, just having a lot of firsthand experience in the classroom that if you aren't in the classroom, you wouldn't know about. But I have that knowledge.
Does guest teacher mean substitute?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a fancy way of saying, polite, politically correct way of saying.
Okay. Tell me about what age range you've worked with in the classroom.
Preschool all the way up to adult education.
All right. Now, candidates who bring up education as an issue, I've been asking, why run for city council? Why not run for the school board instead?
Well, that's a good question. I think you need to have people on the school board and also city council. As a community member, I think it's important not to forget the school board, that they need support. So just people in various places working together.
You think the council can support the school board in ways it hasn't?
Yes.
Can you expand on that? What ways can the council help the school board?
Having good relationships, good communication, we can work together to see how we can collaborate.
You also say you want to promote business. When people say that, I like to ask what kind of business you're talking about promoting in Lansing and how you could help on the council.
Yes. I would love to promote businesses that our community needs, more maybe farmers market, or to expand on the farmers market, more grocery stores in certain areas, affordable stores for people, and also to promote business in neglected areas, so maybe like the south side of Lansing.
You list safety as a priority, too. Are you talking about policing issues?
A variety of things. I think our police officers need more support, but I also think that the community, we need to educate the community on how they, if they see something, who do they contact? Do they contact Neighborhood Watch? Do they contact the police, and how?
Here's another question I've been asking at-large candidates. There are two seats available, one of which is occupied by Judy Brown Clark, who isn't running for re-election because she's running for mayor. Kathy Dunbar is the other incumbent who is running for re-election. And I've been asking other candidates how you feel about Kathy Dunbar's service and whether you think she deserves to be re-elected, or would you prefer you, I assume, and another new face on the council?
Mm-hmm. Personally, from what, and I've never met Kathy Dunbar, but from what I've seen on news reports and television, I believe that she has done some very good things when she was speaking about whether Lansing should be a sanctuary city. I think she spoke very well, and I think she's very informed and educated, and I think she is working well for Lansing.
Evelyn Petch-Vazquez is a candidate for an at-large seat on the Lansing City Council. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.